Roots. I think they were kind of like the OG hip hop band, if I remember correctly. I don't think there was one before them.
Yeah, they were the first hip hop band, exactly. And then Gravediggers, of course.
Yeah, huge group, huge group.
Yeah, they were groundbreaking themselves. I mean, they started hardcore in a
exactly
genre of music. So, a Handsome Boy Modeling School, which is, you know, him and Dan the Automator.
Great creator, imaginative dude.
Hell yeah, that guy, man. You never know where he pops up at. We just, you know, Gorillaz, everything else, man. That's insane. And he was in a group, now people might not know this one, Dino 5.
Ooh, I didn't even know that one.
Yeah, Dino 5 is like a super group, which is really Prince Paul, Charlie Tuna, Scratch from the Roots, Ladybug from Little Planet, wow. And Wordsworth.
Wordsworth. Was he on Lyricist Lounge?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the same guy, right, okay. Yeah.
The dope thing is that, you know, this group is like all different types of MCs. You know what I'm saying? You got Charlie Tuna, Ladybug. They're all like different facets of hip-hop, you know?
Agreed.
I've always thought they were like all those individuals in their own way were the center of their group, you know?
Kind of at that time, you're kind of running the gamut of all the genres of hip hop at that time.
Yeah, because you got Wordsworth is Brooklyn,
right? And he was known for like song, if I remember correctly, because I haven't heard anything from him.
Battle rap,
right? Yeah. Sharp with the lines, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That guy was dope, and of course Ladybug. You know.
Yeah, and she's like very down to earth. I chopped it up with the members of two of the three, her being one of them. I chopped it up with two of the three members of Diggable Planet back in the MySpace days. They were very accessible, very friendly, very down to earth. They came off so genuine.
Nice, that's cool. His music teacher, was Everett Collins, which was the drummer for the Isley Brothers.
Wow, that's crazy.
And that's who introduced Prince Paul to Maceo.
Ooh, okay.
That's how that happened. So he was the talent shows and everything, and I guess he, you know, made a pretty big splash. And then that next thing you know, because all the tapes he was doing with Biz and all that, he gets pulled by the Icy Brothers drummer to be introduced to Maceo. And that was like, you know, long, long time ago. And so Prince Paul wound up getting in 1984, wound up meeting Daddy O, and was inducted into Stetsasonic. And it's crazy with the Stetsasonic Wu-Tang connection there. But yeah, the first three albums, 3 Feet High and Rising, De La Soul is Dead.
Another classic one.
So in 93, after they had been dropping these albums, after Paul had been dropping these albums for De La Soul and doing all that, along comes Fruit Quan from Stetsasonic.
Right.
And him and RZA get together and form Gravediggers. Well, Fruit Quan and Two Poetic of Brothers Grimm. And Prince Paul formed Gravediggers. And they demoed together in 91 and released their first album, Nigga Mortis, 6 Feet Deep, in 1994 on G Street. Before they signed with G Street, though, Eazy-E was trying to sign them.
Right.
Which obviously did not work out. Who wants to sign with Jerry Heller and Eazy-E? That was the smartest ones we could have made.
Exactly.
So hopefully they're going to dig the show today, man. I think it's time to get on to the show, though, man.
Yeah, hopefully they will. It should be a dope show.
Yeah, I think they're going to dig it, man. Get some pretty dope interviews in there.
Nice.
So I want y'all to get ready to listen to my man, DJ Prince Paul.
À midi.
Quelle heure est-il?
Il est midi. C'est l'heure de déjeuner.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger?
About transmitting.
Yeah, this which I feel like is it's a game changing whatever that means in the world. It's like, to hear that song on like a crazy popular record, like the first De La Soul.
Quelle heure est-il? Est-il?
About transmitting.
Yeah, which I feel like is it's a game changing whatever that means in the world. To hear that song on like a crazy popular record, like the first De La Soul record, and to be like, what is that track?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
As long as I can remember. hated me. As long as I can remember, people have hated me.
Judgment, will the four defendants please rise and approach the bench?
Trust me, guys, it's all under control. The judge is my uncle. He'll take the insanity plea. Oh, yeah, don't forget my retainer balance.
Okay, I understand you guys are pleading insanity, claiming demonic spirits possess you to do these hideous murders. Can you please explain to this court how these so-called spirits made you into these raving madmen?
Bear witness as I exercise my exorcism. The evil that lurks within, the sin, the terrorism. Possessed by evil spirits, voices from the dead. I come forth with grave diggers in a head full of dread. I've been examined ever since I was seeming. They took a sonogram and seen the image of a demon. At birth, nurses surrounded me with needles and drugged me all up with the diseases of evil. Grew up in hell, now I dwell in an Islamic temple. I'm fighting a holy war in the mental. Look deep in my eyes, you see visions of death. Possessed by homicide is what I am obsessed. Giving niggas brain dimples. Dragging their asses on my hook by their temples. The cause of death is unknown to the cops. Cause when I kill them, I'm not leaving one element to our tops. First I'll assassinate them, and then I cremate them. Then take all of his fucking ashes and evaporate them. Or creep through the graveyard and hunt down your tombstone. Dig up your skeleton and stomp all your fucking bones. You try to haunt me, nigga, I ain't trying to hear it. Buck, 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 I give your ass a Holy Spirit.
Explain to this court when these problems first began.
The year 84, November, day 10. Overwhelmed by the wicked inspirations of an evil gen. I realized my ideas has spawned for 400 years of blood, sweat, and tears. I saw the torture, brutal murder of my father. So my brain became stained with the horror. I'm having reoccurring nightmares. I'm being soaking wet, strapped down to the electric chair. I got tackled with handcuffs and shackles and restraint in the bottom of a holy tabernacle. They gave me nothing to eat for 2 weeks and sold my eyelids open so I couldn't sleep. About to die from thirst, that's when the minister quenched my jaws with a cold glass of vinegar. Upon my wounds, they seasoned me with salt and knelt my hands and feet to the form of a cross. Ah, I cried as the blood dripped inside of my eye, refusing to die. Visions of hell tormented my fate, so I chewed my fucking arm off and made an escape.
With the defendant's explanation.
Enter the realms of understanding and take good heed, and you could bleed while I'm scanning. Three stages of pure hell, 60 cages of red cells. Shh, raindrops hiss the pales. Path is dull and narrow. You stalk by a shadow. I pierce your skull with a fucking arrow. So narrow, only one could.
fucking ass to the fucking core. Stroll through the dark conditions. I stone you till I see sparks and frictions. I chop you like a coal miner. Then combine the drug and mix it with your blood. Some more, I give you some more and watch you crawl. Guts hit the floor, worms exit your pores. I trick you, ha, then I'm quick to syringe. Deep between my thoughts that bust out your skin. You scream, portraits of inflictable pain. You can't stand, you're up to your hands in quicksand. You're sinking and sinking deep into the earth. Thoughts was possessed since the first day of birth. My mental says, it's my turn to possess the matter. Stab you with a dagger up Jacob's ladder. Thoughts become shattered, confused and tragic. Fiery thoughts of grave diggers. Infinite infantry, space text, banana clips, skin penetration, directions, information. Roll up your knuckles, get blast in your fingertips. Phasers with matching handles, clamp up on your hips. Infrared beams, so sharp, crease your pants seams. Winchester barrels, I sold them at the Christmas carols. With small scopes for miles, suggesting to your house. With see-through Glocks, that's natural, you load with rocks. With vinyl holsters, some acid pellets in the box. Big tanks, that's German, Spanish stores, I be serving. Bodegas and trucks, shipping weight to Las Vegas. Bicentennial bonds with leather straps for your arms. Garments and bags with hefty, I'm a lefty. Welcome to Weapon World. Welcome to Weapon World. You're welcome. Newcomb headbands for light blue, German Lucas, force fields protect, razor bumps behind your neck. Automatics from seven chambers, 82 bullets. When you pull it, the little 25 sound like cannons. Machine guns, electric cords while the power runs. Remington 870 for the pedigree. Nighttime militant mask filled with laser gas. Atomic ACP 30 round American slugs. The bugs, undefeatable Navy systems. Brown pearls, pistols with FBI whistles. Suitcase with missiles, stashed with toilet tissue. Triggers with frames, a 44 that shoot flames. Law enforcement, I got the first skill endorsement. Uzi's material, eating Cocoa Puff cereal. Close range focus, infrareds let you notice. Factory parts, here screws with the custom parts. Deputy badges, fake SWAT team clothes and gases. Blow up your asses, over here put on masses. Welcome to Weapon World. Welcome to Weapon World. Welcome to Weapon World. You're welcome. Antagonist, colonist, astrotech abuser. 85 rounds of dynamite sticks with mix on old rifles and little differences I fix. LAPD can't see me. I wear a Muslim beanie. Indian transporter, machine guns across the border. In Siberian boats, bulletproof winter coats. Across the region, duffel bags on the major Deegan. Station wagons with desert eagles to stop a dragon. Elephant darts with propane travel through the rain. Bust back, the right machine to counteract. Carbine 31 shot, wake up the project block. Neighborhood with wood, blast off the D off the hood. Bounty hunters with camouflage, green alligators. Straight from the Barbados, chewing sweet potatoes. Jamaican passport with hand grenades that I bought. Welcome to Weapon World. Welcome to Weapon World. Welcome to Weapon World. Welcome to Weapon World. That's right. That's a 6-foot gorilla with the skin of an alligator with aluminum. With the aluminum skin of an elevator to a 4.8 pterodactyl. That's a dragon plus with a twist.
And here she is, in ascension and brilliance. There she goes, spirit led through the blows. A cool repose to absorb a heated past. A deep-seated crown rebel daughter found. Dirt below her feet, support a step. One foot in this world, the other next. Dirt below her feet, support a path. And spirit calling, name along my back. Dirt below her feet, support a step. One foot in this world, the other next. Dirt below her feet, support a path. And spirit calling, name along my back. And
vez que você veio em minha um microfone. Pode ter certeza que eu entrego a intensidade de um ciclone. Pelo headphone, computador, monitor PA. Mano, onde quer que eu vá, eu emano macumba saravá.
Start digging and chewing. They don't know that the soul don't go for that. Potholes in my lawn, and that goes for my rhyme sheet, which I concentrated so hard on. See, I don't ask for maximum security, but my dwelling is swelling. It lit my bud when I happened to fall into a spot where no ink or an ink blot was on the scroll. I just wrote me a new mode, but now it's gone, cause those suckers knew that I hate to recognize that every time I'm writing, it's gone. My lawn. I found that it's not wise to leave my garden untended, cause eyes has now pardoned on laws of privacy. Thieving paws are after my right of seat. I perceive that everyone's saying what to do when suckers are praying upon my well-guarded spreadsheets. Oh, why hell does it send up fleets of evil doers through the big hole? They get to evil doers who dig holes, which leaves my lawn with lawn chew. I think I better plant traces to give clues, or better yet, call 911. And when they get here, I inform them I'm the plug one of the plug chair, and let them realize the reason for concern of the soul, cause we've come down with a case of potholes. Method. What to do when you dive the debt that I predict and plug tuning? It's a shame when you deny to claim that you stole my words of fame that I wrote in my rhyme sheet, which I concentrated so hard on. See, I don't ask for a barbed wire fence, B. My dwelling is swelling. It lit my bud when I happened to fall into a spot where no ink or an ink blot was on a scroll. I just wrote me a new mold, but now it's gone, cause those suckers knew that I hate to recognize that every time I'm writing, it's gone. Potholes in my lawn.
November 99, my lifestyle declined. When my family business died, lost the house, I simply cried. We've been there since I'm alive. Other cities got these vibes, but I'm just not feeling it all. My salary has stalled ever since the last of fall. And yes, I do recall that I'm commissioned to the call. But now I'm up against a wall I don't see vision that we saw. Cause my profits put on pause, delaying breaking the laws. My landlord flaps his jaws, credit card swings with their claws. Dropped on now in all, cause of bills
my advance didn't last, matter of fact it lacked. Uno Mas is red flag, cause my checks bounce back. Finances toe tag, ATM is straight tap. Clipping samples is whack, album gets pushed back.
Broken now.
Slowly the pressure beats and slowly disappointment creeps into the pulse of a major release. Way overdue and incomplete. I speak the speech that reaches ground zero to mountain peaks, but this is only if music biz politics don't take place. Instead it seems that we embrace industry rules and let them shape our works of art. We call it smart when hip hop is now replaced by class of capes of commonplace. Waste the chance to groundbreak, enjoy the taste of what could have been fresh, but clearly not the best.
I'm depressed unlike the rest cause I be going through tests. My looks stayed unimpressed and I feel it in my chest.
Regret. Stress, my best bets, condensed text, perplexed mess to progress me to less.
I'm feeling blessed regardless of this music business. Fitness is still a mess, and I'm first to confess.
I'm broken now.
I've lost a part of me since I moved far from the P. Started a legacy, now it's just a memory. Tends to be excessively regressing me respectively. Can't find what's possessing me to wanna go back.
Just as if I was running track with endless laps of penny pinching traps, avoiding sample clearances. Cause publishing is only half divided by eight. Not only that, I lost my girl due to the fact she simply didn't understand I'm called to do this.
They say ignorance is bliss, we on a quiet riot tip. Wonders of one hit, making European trips. Loose lyric lips, sailing sadly sinking ships. Mildly making sense like Mr. What the Heck.
I'm broken now.
Lakers
on the real.
Yeah,
so as I'm standing at this pulpit and I'm rapping to you, shout,
groove me,
sing.
about the time to let a brother know that words are only English, depending on who's using it. Mighty is the sword, I mean my mic, and the rhymes are definitely sharp. You know I'm never losing it. So take heed as I plead, into your head I plant a seed. There's certain things you ask and I will. Come along with me, the number one they call the G. I'll take you there on top of the hill.
World of physics, referring to the nuclear factor, centrifugal force, lies, time, the deception, and if the lies and the deception get too large, give them the gas face.
Hey yo man, my label mate Don Newkirk, man, step to him.
Thanks, Search. And now for the Prime Minister, Sinister.
Third Basal Express, KMD, three blind mics on site. Zeb Lover gave it the first light. A grin shows a trick up a sleeve. What a tangled web they weave. Deceive is stupefied through fable. Say let's make a deal at the dinner table. Put you on tour, put your record on wax.
Trust me!
Sign your life on the X. You exit Exor, but what you really get? A box of Newports and Puma sweats.
Damn.
Text feeds and frowns upon Emis. To give up gas face, he drinks from a thermos. Sub Rock could at you with a clipper. Gas face giving, I beg to differ.
Pete, that was real deaf, man, but I gotta get serious now. Hey, yo, Don, step to him again.
Everybody, MC Search.
Black cat is bad luck. Bad guys wear black. Must have been a white guy who started all that.
Make the gas face.
But those little white lies. My expression to the mountain is blue eyes, deform my face, and shake my skull cap. Dismiss the myth that evil is not black, but opposite spectrum. This done by red man with horns on his head. Lay down the ill plan, got all his helpers. Said, make it snappy. Tell all the people that their hair can't be nappy. Blind and blue eyed, a dark skinned heifer G. A disease created by leprosy. Don't speak of bleach, bend them to right. Say it was night, way before the light. Put aside spooks, search leaves a trace. A setup correct with the effect of the gas face.
Next up, Don.
A special appearance by KMD's Zev Love X.
A gas face can either be a smile or a smirk when a pair's a monkey wrench to work one's clockwork. Perkin is built to the rim of my cup. Don't tempt me, you're empty. So fill her up as I'm talking coffee or cocoa. Is you loco? Cash or credit for unleaded? That's a no go. KMD and third base is this ace in the hole. I mean, soul. So make the gas face. Damn, it looks can kill. You look like your host was a ghost from your grill, but still, what's the new fad to recollect to our passing phase? The back gaze to any Decker for my label reads good. Street my habit patent, no pick any card or no rabbit from my hat. Never a magician if I ever trick them.
Oh shit.
Another gas face victim.
There it is, yo fellas, man. Why don't you step to the mic, man? Hey yo, good looking out, Don, man. Peace. Pungy. Yo, who gets the gas face? Tony Dick gets a gas face.
No gas face for Bloods 1, 2, and 3.
No gas face for Professor Prince Poo-Poo.
But Bertini gets the big gas face.
No gas face for DJ Sub Rock.
No gas face for KMD.
Hammer, shut the fuck.
Gas face, no. Get the gas face. But P.W. Bolta gets a gas face.
Ugh.
suck my soul, I will lick your funky emotions.
This is the styling for a title that sounds silly, but nothing silly but the trifling times of Millie. Millie, a Brooklyn queen, originally from Philly, complete with an accent that made her sound hillbilly. Around this time, the slamming drug was milk is chilly, but even cooler was my social worker Dylan. Yeah, I had a social worker cause I had some trouble. Anyone who riff on me, I pop their dome like bubble. He bring me to his crib to watch my favorite races. That's how his daughter Millie became one of my favorite faces. She had the curves that make you wanna take chances. I mean, to her man, I love to make advances. I guess the father must have got the same feeling. I mean,
on your dookie earring, someone must be tugging. You were a dancer who could always be found clubbing. Now you're worried now with the frown you're lugging. Come to think your face would stink when deals around you. He's your father, what then happened? Did he ground you? Shouldn't flip on him, cause Bill is really cool. Matter of fact, the coolest seller in the school. He hooked up a trick to bring us all the Lacey's. He volunteered to play on Santa Claus and Macy's. Child, you got the best pops anyone could have. Dylan's cool, super hip, you should be glad.
Yeah, it seemed that Santa's ways was parallel with Dylan. But when Millie and him got home, he was more of a villain. While she slept and he crept inside her bedroom, and he would toss a deal with force her to give him headroom. Millie tried real hard to let this hell not happen, but when she fussed, he would just commence to slap.
Yo, Dylan, man, Millie's been out of school for a week, man, what's the deal?
I guess he was giving Millie Bruce's time to heal. Of course he told her she was sick and we believed him. And at the department store in Santa we would see him. And as he smiled, his own child was at home plotting. I walked the face of this and she was gonna knock him. When I got home, I found she had tried to call me. Mama, she had kicked to her. Hey, how you doing?
Sorry.
I tried to call the honey, but her line was busy. I guess I had to make you bug out on Dylan.
I received a call from Mrs. Sick herself. I asked her how was she recovering her health. She said that what she had to ask would make it seem minute. She wanted to talk serious. I said, go ahead, shoot. She claimed I hit the combo dead upon the missile. Wanted to know if I could get a loaded pistol. That ain't a problem, but why would Millie need one? She said she wanted a pop deal and a heed one. Ran some style about him, pushing on a private. Look, honey, I don't care if you kick faucet. There's no way that you could prove to me that deal's flipped. He might be the bunt, but your jeans he wouldn't rip. You're just mad, he's your overseer at school. No need to play him out like he's someone cruel. She kicked that she would go get it from somewhere else. Yeah, whatever you say, go for yourself.
Macy's department store, the scene for Santa's kisses, and all the little brats demanding all their wishes. Time passes by as I wait for my younger brother. He asks his wish, I waste no time to return him back to mother. As I'm jetting, Millie floats in like a zombie. I ask her what's her problem, all she says is where is he? I give a point, she pulls a pistol, people screaming. She shouts a deal, he's off the hell cause he's a demon. None of the kids could understand what was the cause. All they could see was a girl holding a pistol on claws. Dylan pleaded mercy, said he didn't mean to. Do all the things that hurt my foot, do nothing but cling to. Millie bucked him and with the quickness it was over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over.
I hope this old train breaks down. Then I can. This whole train breaks down, so I could take a walk around and see there's no time, you see, cause time is just a melody. People in the streets walking fast as the feet could take them, I just rode through town. And though this window's got a view, but the frame I'm looking through seems to have no concern for now. So for now, let me please break down. I need this here old dream to break down.
sound, cause it's gonna sting me to leave this town. And the people in the streets that'll never get to meet if these tracks don't bend somehow. And I got no time that I got to get to where I don't need to be. So
I don't know, De La's Dead era or something like that.
Well, you know, I think the positive and the negative for me is that I come from so many angles. So I get people, Gravediggers. Mm. De La. Do another Prince Among Thieves.
Mm-hmm.
Psychoanalysis really got me through some tough times. Handsome Boy, all about Handsome Boy. You gonna do any more comedy records? So it's, I'm never really stuck on one thing. It's everybody coming from every angle to redo the same type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just keep creating, make something different so then I could get more. Why don't you make another blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's, to me, it's more challenging to try to recreate or get a vibe that you had back then than it is to kind of do something new, to be honest. Because it usually when you do stuff in the past, it's a lot of things is taking place. You're younger, you're a little more naive. Mm-hmm. Maybe you just got a fight with your girlfriend and you just got to school. So the feeling is different. So to recreate that is very difficult.
Yeah, sure. I mean, do you ever, I'm sure you've had offers to go back and do this or that or to put together another.
Some stuff is better left in the past. And I always use this comparison. It's like girlfriends. It's like, you know, you haven't seen them in a while. Maybe you seem like, wow. And you think about all the good times until you go out with them once again, you realize why you broke up.
Right.
So it's just like,
you tend to forget the.
Yeah. You always think it's the good stuff. Like, man, we had great times and we, you know, had sex all day. Then you get waiting like, oh, God, she's yapping my head off. You know, or something's wrong. You know, she keeps on talking about old boyfriend. Well, same thing with groups. You know, sometimes the good times are better left in the past and, you know, you kind of leave it at that. Especially with stuff like De La. Even though I wanted to make a De La record a few years ago, I don't want to make one anymore because I don't want to tarnish my legacy. Why mess it up by trying to do something that people go, every comparison, it's not like 3 Feet High and Rising.
Yeah, right.
It's not like 3 Feet High and Rising. So.
Speaking of your legacy, okay, now this is like the obligatory question here. Give me some of like your favorite Prince Paul productions.
Now, you know what it is? The album that I really, really look back and go, is Believe It or Not, is first Gravedigger album, because I got so much flack, man. That, like, that record was made through so much stress and strife and every bad thing that could possibly happen, and that was the biggest I'll show them album I think I've ever made, because it was the energy was all of us poetic, like I said, it was Fruquan and RZA. And RZA wasn't the RZA when we first started making it, right. You know, as that cat, as everybody know, Fruquan got kicked out of Stet, and he was just barely doing his thing. Poetic was homeless. So with that whole energy, it was all of us, like, you know, like, we're going in. You know what I'm saying? We're like the Detroit Pistons when they won some years ago. Everybody's like, the underdogs, they'll never make it, you know? And so that's how I felt. It was just that vibe, the camaraderie of putting it all together. So that record has a lot of passion to me, too. Is that my phone? Ladies and gentlemen, this is live.
This is live.
And this is when I realized, oh, and it's Rock Raider.
Rock Raider.
Should I answer it? No, that'd be disrespectful.
You'd have to put, tell him to call back here and we'll put him online.
Yeah.
Get him on the show.
I'll hit him back.
I got a question. This is Rob in Harlem. Any other productions in the pipeline?
Man, there's, something that I can't talk about it, man. I wish I could, but yeah, there's another hip hop project that's coming out. But aside from that, there's another project called Happy Black, which involves me, Newkirk, and I don't know if people are familiar with Keon Bryce. He's sung on some Nas tracks, wrote some stuff for I think Akon, and he's that dude. And I'm looking forward to that as well.
All right, sounds good. So. Yo, this is Wax Poetics Radio. Our guest today has been Prince Paul in the place to be. Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
No, thank you. It's been a pleasure. And yes. I like the fact that we're both wearing glasses.
Yeah,
makes indeed. It real puffy-ish.
Puffy-ish.
Like, I stand firm for us. Minus all the money.
Starsky and Hutch.
Starsky and Hutch.
CIA. Trust me, up in see. Hell is round the corner where I shelter. Isms and schisms. The living out of scouter. If you believe or deceive, common sense says shouldn't receive. Let me take you down the corridors of my life. And when you walk to, you walk to your preference. No need to answer till I take further evidence. I seem to need a reference to get residence. A reference to your preference to say I'm a good neighbor. I trust to judge you from my labor. The bottom ensures my good behavior. The constant struggle ensures my insanity. Passionate ignorance ensures the struggle for my family. We're hungry, beware of our appetite. Distant drums bring the news of a kill tonight. The cure which I share with my passengers. We take our fill, take our fill, take our fill. I stand firm for our soil. Liquor I come for till they juice me, seduce me. Dress me up in stupidity. Confused by different memories. Details of Asian remedies. Conversations of what should become of enemies. My brain thinks bomb-like. So I listen, he's a contact. And as I grow collective. Before the move, sit on the perspective. Mr. Quail in the crevice and watches from the precipice. Imperial passage. Heat from the sun someday slowly passes. Until then, you have to live with yourself. Until then, you have to live with yourself. Liquor I come for, so they juice me, seduce me, dress me up in sweet sea.
Hell is round the corner where I shelter.
My brain thinks.
with this. Hitting straight to the chest like a primacy miss. Resurrector, yeah, the fanatical type. I'm like a bat in the night when it's time to take flight. Here I am in the flesh, and yes, I love zest. I'm obsessed by the sounds the track possess. Intellectual, killer, special, majestical. Open up the devils, have them hanging for my testicles. Nowhere to run to, baby. There's nowhere to hide. Rappers are flatter than a white girl's butt. I manifest my name and the reason I came in the first place. Don't shake your brain like an earthquake. A lot of people admit that I am rawhide. Cover my ass like a V.I.M. store. My jaws are real wicked like Dharma. I hold all my water, but niggas is like a meal ticket. It's nowhere to run to, baby. It's nowhere to hide.
Yo, as a child, a bad seed was on the ground. Running mad wild, cause death was my style. I suckle like a shark when the fresh blood drips. Needles to the pin, now you're in. I eat them, then I feed them, chop, chop. Dripping sheets from their skin. Terror is in, with the prison in the grim. Problem one now begins. Ha! Straight up your skull to the size of a tweeter. Record to the leader, so tell me who gonna be the next one. Grave diggers, complex, death oath. And watch gatekeep, kill a fucking note. Here we go, I'm cursed with the dawn. You was born, and now I'm slaying every new first.
Tactic of rapping, you bastard, and prepare your casket. Death is a final step when y'all step to intercept the rap of a brother who has kept his status. Stop the madness, that is. I fold just to show that black, y'all can know that me being whack is like naps on Kojak. Eruptions of volcanoes occur, but I speak by the twist my dialect and get caught by tornadoes. There's nowhere to run to, baby. There's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to run to, baby. You best to stay inside. Thank you.
Give me a smack and bring me back. One love for my gat, fully loaded in my knapsack.